everybody, you listen to me talk about the fantastic and very short timeline of the spirits of St. Louis, an ABA franchise, which is no longer with us. With me now, in real life, in real time, the co-host of excellent NBA podcast, a fantastic writer, Haley O'Shaughnessy, folks.
Hello. We were just talking about who we would haunt if we had the opportunity. So I appreciate the distinction that I'm still alive.
You're very much alive, despite what people on Twitter have said and believe with all of their heart. You are a living individual, and I have proof.
And when, well, first of all, I can't wait to hear what this proof is. When I'm no longer living, I will be haunting them.
And I actually don't think we've met in real life. So my proof is very limited.
Yeah, I'm like, you have no proof. This is a simulation. I'm the Lakers girl.
Sure.
I'm the, what, I forget what that whole, yeah, I'm the Lakers catfish. Yeah. It's me.
No, Vivian's real, dude. No, no, it's not, dude. Vivian's also real. Vivian works at a Jamba Juice downtown. Don't act like that.
Hey.
Everyone knows
Vivian. Conveniently, so do I.
The ABA. Do you think about it ever? Does it ever?
I do when I'm looking at old jerseys that I want. I feel like, unfortunately, soccer has us there in old jerseys that are really cool. The NBA, like the cool ones, we know about them. In this soccer, there's just 100 leagues, and within the leagues, there's worse leagues. They, you can fail down and still have a cool jersey.
A sick jersey.
Like five tiers down.
Yeah.
I have two jerseys from a Venice league that's not even in the top Italy league. No, sorry, it's a Venice team, not a Venice league. That'd be a little too meta.
I was picking up what you were laying down. Yeah.
Thank you. So anyway, when I'm looking for jerseys that are old NBA jerseys that I think are cool, that I want to own, et cetera, ABA always comes up, and that is when I think about them. So I'd say probably like once or twice a week.
All right. I'm going to stay on this jersey thing. There is a lower division English team jersey that I saw. They were sponsored by Beanie Babies.
No.
This was like 96, I swear to God. They have the Beanie Baby TY heart on the chest. And I'm getting it as soon as this pod's over.
What's it called? What's the...
Well, it's Portsmouth. It's Portsmouth. Oh, I forget the year. But if you just type in Portsmouth Beanie Babies, I think it'll... Hopefully it'll come up. Maybe I'm making this up. Maybe I'm the simulation.
I know. That's what I was going to say. We've just exposed your... glitch. So you can get a Beanie Baby of the players, but I do not see a Beanie Baby.
Oh, look, no, we everybody got phones. I got phones. You got a phone. No,
I'll look for it after this. Did you ever collect Beanie Babies?
A little bit. I mean,
dude, I was in deep.
I like when they got to McDonald's, I kind of, yeah.
I could have a fortune right now if I didn't give them away.
What'd you do with them?
I don't know, like just gave them away. You outgrow toys. You don't understand, like, you know, supply, demand, anything. I hadn't taken a basic economics class. No one was looking out for me. My mom just let me give them away. Ridiculous. There's somebody else's riches now.
My mom convinced me to get rid of my Pokemon cards. She was like, what are you doing with these?
Oh, Miss Johnson.
I know.
No.
I know. I know. But it's fine. She thought she was doing the right thing. I was really spending a lot of time on that and not my studies, which also didn't work. It's not like I got rid of the fucking Pokemon cards and
it
got
didn't
smart.
Pay out. Yeah.
I got dumber. I started smoking weed.
Oh, God.
That's what I did instead of collecting Pokemon cards. Had she just let me get my shit off, we could have all been rich.
We could have all been rich. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's really unfortunate.
Speaking of getting rich.
There you go. There it is.
Look at me, man. Look, I'm spinning shit around. The Cilner brothers. These guys invented the hustle. Is there a finesse bigger than the TV dealer? They're still getting cable money from TNT. They signed a deal that existed before TNT even got fucking invented.
Well, I think that they're still getting it as in like they're still its percentages are, you know, however money works for rich people, it's making its own money. But the actual, you know, they've like stopped, the NBA bought them out of the deal essentially.
Oh, hey, good for them.
However, as money continues, like it just doesn't work that fast. There's no way they've transferred it. Like, it's not like an iCloud. So I do very much still think that they are receiving money. Every time they look in their bank account, there's got to be more. I don't think there's a bigger finesse by two brothers in terms of broadcast deals in sports. No, I don't. I think it's the stillness.
I'm thinking about how money works for rich people. In my head, once you're worth, like, let's say $10 million, a percentage of that is funneled into candles. And so now you're doing couture high-level candles. And this is like a revenue stream for the next 100 years.
You know what I was talking about to my friend? Because I've been watching Love Island. Love Island. And it's the British version. And as they all have these jobs that are like builder, scaffolder, and like, you know, jobs that I guess you wouldn't necessarily see on our reality TV too much. And we were talking about it and we were like, oh, it's because they have health insurance. And I was wondering what I would do if I had health insurance, like as a career. Ooh. And I think where I went was I would make candles.
That's not bad.
So I'm already on the way to being a rich person. A 0.00005% of a rich person's bank account.
Yeah, because that's how it goes. You start the candle company. You're making candles. A rich man with a monocle comes up and he says, by Jove, this is the most excellent scent I have ever whiffed. Next thing you know, you're signing an exclusive 360 deal. Now, Mr. fucking Pennyworth is the only guy with, legit Mandarin scents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just have to figure out what's going to make mine unique.
Okay, so being rich is cool. Check. We know mm-hmm. that now.
Well, I don't know that it is cool. I think it would be very cool to experience, but perception-wise, the kids they're growing left, Jamel. I don't know. I've been talking to my 14-year-old sister. Mm. She's so close to communism. I've almost got her all the way, but I don't know that being cool in the future is going to be being rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's also, I hear you. The problem with that is looking cool is always going to involve money.
Oh, I know. It's so expensive. I mean, I just bought a bag, so who am I to talk?
Exactly. I'm sure your young relatives are talking that communist shit with some real fly sneakers on.
No, she's got great taste. Last time I saw her, she had Balenciaga shoes on. And I was like, how did you get those? And then we just never talked about it.
Yeah, you can't be a communist in Balenciagas, bro. That's just one little minor flaw.
Look, she's not even all the way there yet, but I just feel like it's
but she's happening. Headed there. That's true, because it takes some
she's
time.
She's headed there. Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Is the Spirit of St. Louis, where does it rank in terms of jerseys?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the original, like the namesake, as you mentioned in the episode, which had some troubling origins.
Oh my God. And thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. The term Nazi sympathizer, I'm sorry. You were right. We were talking about it and you was like, you can't, how do you sympathize? It's like, if somebody was like, oh, you're a Nazi, aw.
Then you yourself, you just are also a Nazi. Yeah. Sympathizer should just be rerouted. It's like one of those extra words you don't have to say.
Yeah.
Like, you know how people say irregardless? And it's like, dude, you could just say regardless. You don't have to say Nazi sympathizer. You could just say Nazi.
Yeah, checks the same large box. Big man. No, it's just a Nazi. That's fine. And true.
But yes, the origins for that team name were, I did not know that they were that suspicious. I was this close to buying a jersey because it's such a cool jersey. I still might. I mean, I don't really know where the line is on like, it's just the team. It's more than the team. Their players were so cool. So there's like specific ones I'd want to get on the back anyway. So I don't know. I toe the line. It's also bright orange. And the bag I just ordered is bright orange. So,
I mean, that does go together. So you were doing orange on orange? Double up?
I am very, very, very into monochromatic Yeah, right now at the moment. Almost everything. I mean, I'm in sweats and a t-shirt, but it is black and black.
Sure.
Yesterday, I wore an all pink outfit. So it's like, as long as there's enough, everyone knows like, oh, she's not trying to match dead on like the exact same orange shade, then yes, it works. It looks good. So.
Okay. Yeah. I'm wearing jean shorts right now, which I won't show on camera.
All right. But you're also wearing a Texans.
I'm all navied out. I'm navy, all navy and red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Old Navy.
Yeah, exactly. New Navy.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
It's whatever you want. Yeah. It's just not Rihanna's Navy.
Oh, man. Is that the best Navy? Gotta
that
be.
That is the best Navy, but they're, what's it called when like a military service is not active right now? Hanging out. I know there's a word for it.
Cool. Yeah. Cooling.
Yeah, just hanging out.
They're officially
relaxing.
Listed as cool.
They're just, yeah, having a good time right now.
Speaking of cool players on the spirits of St. Louis's, Louis I, Marvin mm-hmm. Barnes. Are you familiar mm-hmm. with Mr. Bad News Barnes?
I am now. I Googled him before we started.
What? I mean, RIP to the legend, possibly the best at doing drugs. RIP to everyone we have lost to substance abuse. There's people who are good at it. Marvin Barnes, the Olsen twins. These are the names at the top of my list.
Wow. He was a second overall pick in the NBA draft in 1974.
Yeah. And he definitely took a
Do you
a
know
bump.
His nickname?
What was it?
Bad News Barnes.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Bad News Barnes. He was crazy. I think he tried to fight somebody on a plane.
You know what's so funny is I have heard Bad News Barnes. I think of all the places you don't try to fight, a plane is number one, unless your mission is for something to happen, you know, as a result of that fight on the plane.
Yeah, which unless you're passenger into, 57.
Yeah, you said it. But literally, like, of all the places, you don't fight on a plane.
I wouldn't fight on a plane.
I wouldn't fight on a roof. I wouldn't fight on a plane. Heights in general, like, probably just don't. I wouldn't fight in front of my grandma.
True.
Unless I knew I was going to win.
Also true.
Where else would I not fight? Probably like a restaurant.
I would fight on a train.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. You see those all the time in movies. It always works out for them. That's totally fine.
Yeah. Would also fight chain restaurant.
Yeah. Chain restaurant. Yes. I mean, everyone knows those dishes. We've seen them 100 times. Probably Chili's is the only exception.
Or the Salt Bay restaurant.
Oh, have you been?
No, but I would scrap there. If it came down to it, I would absolutely get up from my gold leaf covered steak and, you know what I'm saying, hit Derek Fisher.
Are you back in LA now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so this is not a brag because I'm deeming this not a brag, but I randomly know somebody who's very close with Mr. Bay. So if you ever want to go, just tell me. I think...
You got the plug? Okay.
For Salt Bay's restaurant. Yes. That's all probably right. the only is... time I'll ever come through for you.
Aside from this podcast that's happening right now.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
I want to read off these names. These are the teams that Marvin Barnes played for, and I want you to tell me which ones I'm making up and which ones are real, okay?
Okay. Oh, this is good.
Three of these are going to be made up. So he started his career with Spirits of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Then he went on to Detroit Pistons. who, like you said in the pod, the owners, the Silvas, tried to buy the Pistons and failed. So that's interesting. Then you went to the Buffalo Braves. Then you went to the Boston Celtics, San Diego Clippers, Hurlingham Trieste, Detroit Spirits, Ohio Mixers, Evansville Thunder. Which ones did I make up?
Those last four?
So I made up three. You're saying Detroit? Hurlingham I made up?
Well, no, I'm not. Okay. Hurlingham.
You're like, your brain doesn't.
Yeah, you're not just going to fabricate.
Yeah, you're not going to make up an American city.
Yeah. But I mean, that other Detroit team, what was that? The Detroit
Spirits.
Yeah, I don't think that's real.
So how about the Ohio Mixers?
No.
All alcohol themed.
The Spirits and the Mixers.
And then the Evansville Thunder, you also think is made up?
Yeah, no. And I unless he played for the Montgomery Margarita Mix. No, I don't think any of those are real.
The San Diego Salt around the rim. Believe it or not, those are all real. I've played you. They're all 100% real. I just thought that was crazy that he would have played for in Hurlingham. Like, the jury's still out on if that place exists.
That's America?
It's in Italy.
Okay, there we go. It's in Italy.
Well, okay. So I clicked on the link that took me from Hurlingham, and it changed the name to Pallacanestro, but the mascot's still the same. So I believe somebody bought this team from Hurlingham and then moved it similarly, like the Silva brothers did when they moved it from where Kentucky. To St.
I think
Louis?
It was Kentucky, right?
It was not Kentucky.
No, because they got state. They got in the
that
deal.
That was not the Colonels. Yeah, the Colonels took the original deal, were played. We'll never have another pro team in Kentucky now.
I'm sorry.
Bane of my existence, but
I forgot that you was even from there for real. That was real.
You know what? After that fucking Ole Miss game, I want to forget it too. This is devastating. Okay. So yes, Hurlingham, still not sure it's real.
Got it.
Yeah. But anyway, that is Marvin Barnes, who, like you pointed out, sounds like a number of NBA players today, not because of the drugs, his literal name.
Yeah. Is Marvin Bagley and Harrison Barnes.
Combined.
They should combine and be Marvin Barnes.
Yeah, except probably don't, because it doesn't look like he had a spectacular professional career.
Things went sideways for my guy.
He died pretty prematurely, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Super sad.
Yeah, he came out the gates, was great, and just like the wildest dude. You know, he's coming, he's at warm-ups with a fur coat on, you know what I mean? He really loved the 70s. He was pretty cool.
I love the full-length fur coat.
I don't know if I've got the heart to do it.
Well, what are you going to do? Just do like calf length? You're copping out.
Damn.
Every inch is is more bravery as it goes down. You know what I mean?
Which is all I want. I just want to step out of the house. And when I go to 7-Eleven, some dude is like, yo, you are a vision. So brave.
You know, I said that after the pandemic was over, I was going to start wearing like my wildest stuff out to just run errands. The pandemic has not ended, which has maybe driven me to actually do it. But I wore a dress the other day and I was like, you know, I do have to stop at Walgreens. And so I'm just going to go in. Like, this was a club dress. And I was just picking up my prescription.
If I saw a woman walk into Target in a club dress, I would walk out. I'm not ready for shit like that. I had a friend, Blair Sochi, very funny. I've been thinking this.
This is how you introduce all of your friends.
This is true.
How do you introduce me when I'm not? You're like, oh, and I was talking to Haley.
Well, yeah, Haley, she's a ghost.
She's not funny.
She's made out of cytoplasm and isn't a real person, but she's pretty sick on the computer. It's like Ghost Rider. You remember that PBS show? She's kind of like that, but like, she's pretty chill. Which is what I do.
All right,
what did Blair say? She was like, yeah, I'll mute you for being too hot. I'll do that. If I see somebody on Instagram and they're being too hot, I'm like, look, I don't have time. I'm trying to get some work done. I'm not doing it.
Yes. I mean, of the reasons you can mute people, what's the worst reason you've ever muted somebody? That's like not a legitimate reason.
I mean, they just put up something unfunny.
Yeah, I think that that's pretty legit. Oh, I can't tell the story without revealing. I'll tell you later. I have, this is separate. I have muted somebody because they said the word honestly all the time. Every tweet had the word honestly, and so I just muted them.
Yeah, no, that's not going to fly. I don't need that.
Yeah.
It's, look, we're getting off topic.
Are we? I think this is all about St. Louis.
No, this is technically about St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes.
This is true, and this is in their spirit. Bob Costas, the original announcer of the team. Mm-hmm. Me and the buds, the Air Buds of Blue Wire fame, we're talking about him after the new Malice at the Palace doc.
Oh, right, yeah.
And there's a point in all of our lives where Bob Costas became like the Tom Hanks of sports media. We just loved him. Whenever we saw him, we're so happy to see him. The Olympics, he's like a golden retriever was a man talking about sports, just old reliable. But he said some pretty foul shit.
He did,
at the Palace stuff. And I feel like he got a pass. And I don't understand why he even went there. He covered the craziest team in basketball history.
Yeah, there's the thing about the old white male voice of reason sports media person, because Ernie gets this a lot too, where we are just like, oh, they're, you know, the wise one who's going to come through when we have political divide and it bleeds into sports. And we're going to listen to what they say. And you know what? 10 out of 10 times, if you go back even 2 years and listen to what they've said, it is fucking cringeworthy, if not downright offensive. And in this case, downright offensive. But yeah, say Ernie gets the same pass of like, you look so adorable. You look like my best friend's dad. And then
you don't even want to know. You don't even want to know what Ernie used to say at Freaknik. That's why Freaknik got canceled now. Ernie Johnson.
No comment.
Yeah, I can't. Ernie, please come on the show. I'm just trying
Ernie,
to...
Ernie, just trying to pay the bills.
I'm trying. I got a lot going on right now. I got a rent increase. They making me pay it now, if you
Did
please.
Did you just get your rent increase? We're about to get ours in LA. For anyone who doesn't live in LA, they do it every fucking year. And you pay, I think it's max 100 more every year. And that's what they've helped us with. They've been like, hey, look, your bill's going to go up steadily. What we're going to do for you is max this out at a clean $100 if your rent is under like $3,000. If not, then I think it keeps going up. So I don't know if that's what you're going through, but that's what I'm going through right now. Yeah.
That sucks. You know what? Okay. So I was talking to a friend of mine the other night. And she's been living in her apartment for 10 years.
In LA?
Yeah, in LA. I told her how much I was paying. And she was like, oh, that's not a great deal. And then she told me how much she was paying. And then she told me how long she'd been there. And I was like, well, of course you think this is a bad deal. You're the only person who's been staying in the same apartment for 10 years.
So is she rent controlled then? Or they just have never tried it?
Yeah, she's winning the game.
Wow.
Only one person gets to win.
I was going
to
say, I didn't know they rent controlled in LA.
And I'm sure you're going to hear this. Thank you, Fran. Fran listens to the show. She's great.
Fran. I kept thinking you were saying friend.
Thank you, Fran. Well, see, Fran.
Is Fran your friend?
Fran is my friend.
Would you introduce her by saying that she's very funny?
Yes.
Okay. Just to keep on par with everyone else here today.
No, everyone who is my friend is very funny. TBS.
You don't have a single unfunny friend.
Nope. Not one.
All right. I'm going through.
Even the ones who've been muted.
Okay. Well, this is interesting.
I feel a sudden
drive to prove you wrong. Okay.
Please don't research that my friends suck. All right.
Hey, in 2017, Kyle M made a joke.
You're like, God damn. If I was a ghost, I would try to stop you from doing that. Please do not cross-reference what I'm saying. Yeah, you're this real life haunting me.
Yes.
You know what else is another real life?
Be a warning to anybody who replies to my tweets about me haunting and thinks I can't.
You know another way to haunt somebody in real life? This is real life haunting.
Okay.
And I've had this happen to me. Let me know if this has happened to you. You ask somebody out. And whether it go, whether you guys actually go out or not, the time comes where you guys aren't going out. You mm-hmm. never went out. They said, no, we're not talking anymore. But then they still look at all your Instagram stories.
You know what's so weird? That is haunting.
Haunting.
Why is the term ghosting so close? Because ghosting is the opposite. Poof, you're gone.
Yeah.
Although you could argue that somebody could ghost you and then still look at your stories and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's even worse. That's insane.
Oh, that's way worse. Yeah, you should just, you should like force unfollow that person.
So then it's like that. Then I, okay, so now I have to do that. Now I have
I have
and then clerical you have to work. Be, it sucks.
Yeah, you have, you have to do the logistics.
Yeah, no. I gotta open up a fucking manila folder and write a name in it?
That is difficult. I wonder what ghosting looked like back in the day of the spirits of St. Louis.
Oh, I mean, I think
you never heard from them again.
Yeah, they would have to leave the town.
Yeah.
Because the way you hung out with people is showing up to someone's house unannounced was like the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were calling.
Yeah, you had to call.
I feel like I have a weird, like, I don't, my brain kind of has like a, okay, this was like how it was in the 1800s. And then that goes all the way up until like 1980. So I don't really like the term calling. I'm just using like.
Yeah, loosely.
Pretty loosely. Yeah. I'm sure that they didn't still refer to it as calling on somebody. But it's for some reason in my mind, I mean, that's what happens in all of the 80s movies with Molly Ringwald. Her friends just show up.
Yeah, dude.
In the ones where she has friends, and some of them she does not have friends.
You had to pull up because you were in a house and there was one house phone. There's a landline.
Yeah.
And what if somebody's on it? Now the phone is busy.
Or what if you're just doing anything else? Like, what if you're out running errands? Think about how much we're on our phones now while we're out running errands. They just didn't have that. You had to leave a message.
Yeah. I think what happened back in the day was you would ignore someone. You would not answer their calls. And they would call you and you wouldn't answer. But then you would run into them accidentally at the grocery store.
At Salt Bae's restaurant.
Yeah, you'd see them at Salt Bae's restaurant. Mm. You guys try and eat the same lobster. It's fucked up.
Yeah, that is really unfortunate.
Much like the spirit of St. Louis's time.
All right. I'm on board. Land the plane, Jamel. Land the plane.
Oh, no. I lost. I can't. Where's the fucking. Oh, no. I lost it.
I'm with you. But
well, yeah. Their time as a basketball team was brief and not great. One good year.
I thought there'd be at least some tie in with the lobster there. But
nah, I couldn't. I was searching for it. But I'm like, what? They got clawed. It's all fucked up. I fucked that up.
Yeah, that's real okay. Bad.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's just really hard right now. I'm trying to host a podcast and I've never been to St. Louis. It's really
it's hard to make a lobster tie-in to a St. Louis team. I mean, maybe they have lobster. I don't know. The point is that you don't know either because we've never been. Actually, I have been one time.
If we do hang out in real life, I like to imagine mm-hmm. I would get too drunk and start crying about how hard mm-hmm. it is to podcast.
I'm just in the ghost mode and start haunting. There's a guy at the end of the bar and he's like being really rude to his date. And I'm just like, Jamel, I'm sorry. I got to take care of something.
Yeah, like, hold on. Let me.
I just start fucking tickling his feet. And so he's just like laughing uncontrollably, embarrassing himself. Let's do it. Let's get drinks.
I would love to. We should probably do it after the show's over, which appears to be right now.
I am free tonight.
You got plugs? So. Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay. Zoom drinks.
Are you in LA? Yeah.
Oh, you're in LA. Like, never mind. My bad.
Do you not see this palm out my tree? Or out my tree?
Bro.
Window. Out my window.
It's like if you said, can you not see this butt out my ass?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just amazed you think that this plant would grow at this climate, any other climate.
Yo, you could be anywhere in the world. I thought you was in Monaco, dog. I didn't know you was even in America. Funny.
Do you know that I look up flights to Monaco all the time?
I had a feeling.
Because I'm so tempted. They're like, oh, it's a really small country. Like, you can go if you want, but it's really expensive. You got to figure out a bunch of shit. And I'm just like, this sounds like a challenge that I want.
It's like, it's like France, but it's not really. It's like double France. It's like
if Soho House had a club inside of it. That would be like to the France's Monaco's France. They're like, oh, you pay for a Soho membership? Well, guess what? Now there's Soho House Loft. Only a couple people are allowed. Yeah,
there's three people max.
And we have a Grand Prix here.
It's Hot Wheels, but they're like really expensive Hot Wheels. It's like it's made out of diamonds.
Anyway, yeah, I could be in Monaco. I wish.
Well, once this episode comes out, we all
are GoFunding me to go to Monaco.
Got some masks. For this end. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, please, if you want to know more about Haley O'Shaughnessy, check out my GoFundMe to send her to Monaco.
Haley, tell them where you can find yourself. You can find me on my GoFundMe at www.gofundme.com/gethaleytomonaco. Now that two is just a number two, not T-O. Get Haley to Monaco.
Hell yeah. No underscores. Come on, man. We're professionals. Spinsters is an excellent podcast, which you got to be listening
only
to.
Only second
by now.
To my GoFundMe will I bring up Spinsters with the podcast. Thank you for reminding me to plug that. So Peter does not fire me.
Hey, Peter, don't fire us. You can't.
I
guess you technically could.
He definitely I don't think he can. If he can't himself, he has power to influence who does. So.
Let me tell you something. This is the realest shit I ever said. If Peter Moses fires me, I will become a ghost. And I'm haunted. I know who's getting haunted first.
People keep saying, like, oh, this is my Joker origin story so casually, but that really sounded like one.
Oh, yo, the clown makeup is coming out.
Anyway, love you, Peter. Everyone listen to Spinsters. It's a basketball podcast that I co-host with Jordan Liggins. Jordan is very funny and much better than me. So if you didn't like this, my contribution on this podcast, don't worry. Because she is a huge redeeming.
We got somebody better for you guys. Don't worry.
Anyway, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for doing it. And you know what? Who's better? Debatable. Listen to both episodes of NBA Storytime featuring both of them and rate them very critically.
Maybe start a website where you rate people. It sounds super healthy for everyone's mental health. I think it's an episode of Black Mirror. Didn't work out so well in Black Mirror, but it will work out here.
There's no way it doesn't work out here in real life.
www.gofundme.com/gethaleytomonaco.
No bullshit. _ no bullshit. Thanks again. And thanks for listening, guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just fucked up that whole podcast for you.
What do you mean? That was good. Oh, we did it. Thanks for listening to NBA Storytime. I'm your host, co-writer, and stretch three on the floor, Jamel Johnson. Harry Swartout is our producer, co-writer, and a man heavily invested in RecSpecs. Daniel Hartigan is our script editor and the guy who mops up after people who fall down under the basket. Devin Shepard is our associate producer and the only one who makes sure we all get on the bus on time. Thank you, Devin. Haley O'Shaughnessy is our consulting producer and leading the league in bench points. John Yales and Peter Moses are our executive producers, and they also insisted on calling their own fouls. Real good to you guys. Got an idea for a story you want us to tell? Leave it in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll put it in front of our Podcast Homeowners Association to see if we're allowed to make it sometime in the future. And I'm not repainting my fence. NBA Storytime is a Blue Wire podcast. Catch you next time.